The Gemara Masech, the Bechairis, the Aflam and Aleph on the Beis, quotes the halachot stated in the Mishnah that even though when an animal is declared as Hegdish and becomes a Balmum, it may be sold in a meat market, it may be weighed on a regular scale, but the Mishnah said, Chutz min ha-Bechor min ha-Maiser she'anosu l'Balam. When selling a Bechor or selling Maiser, that is not the case. So the Gemara points out, Bishlam Bechor, I understand that halacha by Bechor, but it does food loy mizdabin. It may not be sold in a meat market, but it could be sold privately in one's home, for example. Elamaiser asked the Gemara, but basically mizdabin, can it even be sold privately for Tanya? Doesn't the Brisa teach us, but Bechor nemar, the Pasuk says by Bechor loy sifter, for nimkachai, it could be sold even when it's alive, after it became a Balmum. Whereas by Maisa Nemar, lo yigoil. And therefore, by Maisa, the halacha is ve'en nimka lo chayv lo shoch lo tam lo Balmum. It can never be sold on any circumstances. So what does the Mishnah mean, asked the Gemara, when it says that the animal could be sold? Comments the Gemara, hom milsa actually lo Rashi b'orta. This was something that Rav Ashi had a question in the evening. Vishadni became Musa Mebraisa. In the morning, he was able to resolve the question based on a Braisa by saying that our Mishnah is referring to Maisa Behemish or Yisoyimim Maskinim, the Maisa Behemish that belongs to Yisoyimim. And the reason why Chazal were more lenient by the Maisa Behemish of a Yosim, Mishim Chashavas Haved Nagabah. Chazal were concerned about the financial well-being of Yisoyimim. Comments the Gemara. Rav Ide Sars Yod Rav Sheshes Hava. Rav Ide was Rav Sheshes's assistant. Sham Mine. And he heard this answer that Rav Sheshes just offered. Also, Amra Bei Medrasha. So he went and repeated this answer in the Beis Medrash. However, V'loi Amra Mishmei. He did not say it over in the name of Rav Sheshes. Shom Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes heard what happened, and Ikbidi became upset. And Omar, he made a very strong comment. He said, Man de Akets, the person who bit me by not saying over the Stvar Torah my name, Leikse Akiba, should be bitten by a scorpion. Says the Gemara of Rav Sheshes, my nafkaliminate. Why was Rav Sheshes so upset that his Dvar Torah was not said over in his name? Says the Gemara, Rav Yudam, Rab Maidik Siv, a gura ba'olcha ilamim, a person goes on to live in the tent of Hashem forever, David HaMelech says in Tehillim. And the question obviously is, can a person live on forever? I want that people should say over the Torah in my name in this world. Anyone who Dvar Halach is said in his name in this world after he leaves the world, his lips continue moving after he's no longer here. And the Gemara continues, Vam Rav Yitzchak Bazir in my craw. Where else do we find a pasuk that makes reference to this? It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, V'chikech kiyein ha-toiv, hoylich le-doidi le-meshorim, doivev zivse yishenim, kekoy meshal novim. Saying over zivse yishenim, saying over divrei Torah from those who are sleeping already, from those who are no longer in this world, is like a bunch of grapes. Ma koimish lanovim, just like a bunch of grapes. Kivin sha'odim noyeba, once a person touches them, doivev, they start to move. After midach chachamim, kivin sha'odim oimedavish shmum mepiv, once you say over a dvar aloch in his name, doivev svasa bekever, his lips move in the kever. And this is the halacha of Kol Oymed Dover B'Shem Rami. Important to say over Dvar Halacha in the name of the person who said it. It's interesting to point out that Yerushalmi in Masechta Shkolim has a little different version of this question. The Yerushalmi says, again, quoting the Pasuk, Agura Ba'ilocha Ilamim, that David HaMelech's question was that the Gemara has difficulty understanding with this Pasuk in Tehillim, is it possible for a person to live forever? And to which the Gemara responds, David HaMelech said that by people repeating Divrei Torah my name, that's how I get to live on forever. And what it means, says Tosfos in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel or Gura Ba'alacha, that when a person is no longer here, and you say over Divrei Torah in his name, his lips move, and he's in two worlds. He's in this world and next world. So from Tosfos it seems that what the Gemara means to say is his physical lips continue to move. There are Mefarshim, Sefer Yofa Mara, has difficulty understanding the Gemara this way. Is it possible that a person's lips should continue moving even after he's no longer in this world? But the Mashab there in Masechet Yevamos says absolutely. He says that it's not something that we can't understand. Because he says, and as I understand the Mashab, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, V'hi Adam u'nefesh chaya, says the Unkelus, L'ruach m'malala. The neshama is evident in a person's being with the words that he says. And when we say over in the name of a person, Divrei Torah, so just like in this world, when a person says Advar Torah, it's the Ruchnius, it's the Neshama in his being that's speaking. So too, when a person's no longer in the world, the Neshama continues to exist. And since it continues to exist, he's able to say Divrei Torah. So the Yaris Tavash asks a question. The question he asks is that a person, schar, is from Hashem. And if I say over a Dvar Torah that a person said, so what's the difference if I mention his name or not? The point is that this person said a Dvar Torah, and I repeated the Dvar Torah, and therefore, because he originally said that Dvar Torah, he's deserving of schar. So the Yarish Devash explains that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And if somebody says a Dvar Torah that he heard from an individual, the fact that I did not say in whose name I said it doesn't change the reality that he deserves schar. But he says that there's a new concept. There's another concept. Besides the schar that a person gets for saying Divrei Torah, there's a special schar that a person gets for helping establish what is the halacha. As the Gemara says, specifically about David HaMelech, the Pasuk says, V'Hashem imoy shalocha k'moysoy b'chol mokoy. The halacha always follows the opinion of David HaMelech. If that's the case, it's very gishmak. It's very, very gishmak. When somebody says a Dvar Torah according to Yaris Tavash, which isn't relevant la halacha l'maisa, so the fact that you didn't mention that person's name, of course it's appropriate to mention a person's name, but if you didn't mention his name, it doesn't change that he's going to get schar. But Al Gemara wants to show that you're getting a new schar because you helped establish what is the halacha. And there, by saying the name of the person who said that Dvar Torah, if that's the type of individual that if you mention his name, people are going to use that as a reason to accept that as the halacha. It's critical to mention his name. Deit Yosef explains that it was Rabbi Yochanan who was most insistent that halacha be repeated in the name of the person who said it. Because we know the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, would go around with, as he was Menachem Avil individuals, and he said, Dein Groma da Sirabar. He lost all of his children. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to have something to continue life with. So what was what helped him continue life? Divrei Torah that was said in his name. Of course, the question is, as is often the case actually in the Gemara, if you heard something from a long chain of Talmid Chachamim, the law is you should mention the first person who said it and the last person who said it. The Rashbam says that if somebody said something, said a Dvar Halacha, but he wasn't the one that publicized the Dvar Halacha, and it was somebody else who publicized that Dvar Halacha, it's important to mention the name of the person who publicized the Dvar Halacha. So there's an interesting question discussed by the Panim Meiris. The Svarim that the name of the author is not mentioned. We don't know who the name of the author is. We obviously know the name of the Sefer. So he uses this. So he asks two questions. One question is, should you mention the name of the Sefer? You're really not mentioning the Shem Omroi. You're mentioning the name of the Sefer. And the other question, he says, maybe from our Gemara, it would be a raya that actually it is appropriate to mention the name of the author of a sefer. So he says that indeed in a dvar halacha, it's important to mention the name of the author because of the reason that we're giving. But if it's not a dvar halacha, so there, as we quoted from the Yaros Devash a moment ago, mentioning the name is not as critical. And therefore, it's not important to mention. And actually, the Chidah brings a very nice raya to this concept. He says, there are many Mishnayos and Shas where Rebbe doesn't mention the Tana whose opinion he's quoting. Says the Chidah, because halachic is the Mishnah. So we don't have to mention the name of the author. The Stechemet says that if somebody was Mechadish, a Dvar Torah, and then after he was Mechadish, that Dvar Torah, he actually finds that this Dvar Torah was already mentioned in the Sefer. Says the Stechemet, since it was already mentioned in the Sefer, since he already composed this Dvar Halacha, there's no need for him to say afterwards he found it in the Sefer, because when he was Mechadish it, he was not aware that it was in a different Sefer.